check that.
Evening, sir, N4ZLK.
Hey, what's going on?
Working. How are you?
I'm good. I'm heading to band practice. We're playing over at the Shriners on Saturday. It is a fundraiser called Fezzapalooza. Yeah, yes, Fez, like a, a hat you wear. So we're playing, we're one of the three bands playing.
He's good. That's a matter of opinion, Shane.
Hold on a second there. Shane was in there.
Yep. Hey, Tom. Tom, you're a microphone. I heard you got a new one, man. It's really overdriving.
It's already, it's tough to understand.
Well, I'm kind of groggy. I just woke up from a nap, guys. Well, that's a nice thing to do, Dave. I'll hold the microphone away from me some. I was just giving Dave some trouble there, Shane. I hadn't talked to you in a long time. I've been down for 14 days.
Glad you're back on the radio. I guess you had your surgery. I was gone last week. It sounds like it must have been successful.
Yes, it was. I lived through it anyways, and I mean, it was like last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I went into AFib again, where your heart's like is arrhythmic, and other than that, I'm doing okay. Got a lot of pain in my legs from where they harvested the vein, Shane, but I'm just sitting here with a little switchmode power supply and a radio I bought years ago from N4IQ's brother, Phil. And I just took some Velcro and put it on this pad that's on top of the end table. Working pretty good. Go ahead, Dave. This is N0TR. And by the way, those Shriners, I always give them a little bit when we see them over at Sam's. Those folks do a lot of good for a lot of people.
KP2HX, that's for ID. Yeah, my wife actually has her grandfather's Fez. We still have it with some other paraphernalia downstairs. And we don't know what to do with it. We're thinking about donating it. When I go there Saturday, I'll find out if there's something we can do with the Fez, maybe donate it in. There's one in a silk pouch still. So I don't know. I don't know if he was an officer or, Grand Poobah, or if there is such a thing. I don't know. Shane, over to you.
Taking with you and asking some questions. I probably wouldn't wear it though. I wouldn't walk in with it on. And Tom, I'm glad you made it through the surgery, and I know it's gonna be a little bit of a recovery. And AFib's no fun. I've had a couple episodes of that, and I don't envy anybody. But yeah, you sounded better when you backed off the microphone. That was really strong there. And I don't know if that's the same radio you were on last night or not, but it did sound a lot better, a lot clearer when you backed off. And for that, okay, go ahead.
And Dave. There's my War Department. Oh, thanks, Shane. Well, the other one, you know how they get frayed on the outside, and that wire that's inside of them is like frog hair. And I don't know if you guys ever tried to solder that stuff or not. It's not really a copper wire. It's like a braid. And as far as I'm concerned, it's practically impossible to solder it. And so I went to Amazon and Jiminy in 1995 to get a brand new microphone. So that's what I did. Hey, yeah, this is a pretty big surgery. And I've been in and out of AFib probably 4, 5, 6 times since I had it. And they said that it wasn't really greatly unusual, but they're getting a little concerned now, so I got to go in at 1:30 tomorrow and have an appointment with them and see what they say, because that pill they give you for it, you can only take it once every 24 hours, and I had to take it at 2 o'clock this morning. But anyway, my dad was a Mason and an odd fellow, Dave, and I just never got into it. But him and my mom, my mom was an Eastern Star and all of that stuff. She was the worthy matron and different things. And they were really proud of it, and they have it on their tombstones.
I never really fell into the Masons or anything like that. Well, gentlemen, I'm coming through the middle of downtown Greer here, and I'm having one heck of a time hearing the repeater. So I'm going to hang the mic up and let you all talk. And, Tom, when you come around again, you said you bought a microphone on Amazon. I don't know how much I would trust those microphones, because if the impedance isn't matched to the radio, that could distort you a little bit.
That's true, but you know what? I bought two or three of them for the ICOMs, and it's an older radio, the 208s, 2-meter radios and 440. And I even gave Dave Watson one years ago. He's still using his, and I'm still using mine, Dave. And then you got to know they're a China product, but first off, it's Yaesu. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Dave. Nice to hear you, and have fun tonight rehearsing, and good luck with the show. I know you'll be the lead star. You'll put on a good show. And Tom, hello, Bernice, by the way. I'm going to sign out because I'm just about to pull back on the property again, and I got to drop this trailer. But I'm so glad to hear you, Tom. I'm glad it worked out. Hope you recover quickly. I'll be praying for you. We'll talk to you later, Tom and Dave. You all have a good day. N4 ZLK.
No, Shane, I missed you and Dave and some of the other guys, a whole bunch on here. So thanks for taking time for me, and I'll try to catch you again down the line. Always enjoyed it when I catch you at night. And I got to get out of the house a little bit today, but I can't go very far, put it that way. I got 24 staples in my chest. Maybe when I get them out, I'll be around a little more. And for ZLK with Dave in 0TR 73, guys. Have a good night.
73, and hello, goodbye, Bernice. KB2HXS out.